Salutations, people. Go ahead and take this off. Yeah, I know. I need a haircut. Don't need to tell me. Nothing really special with this broadcast. Nothing I'm really trying to do. All I'm really trying to say is thank you guys for, thank you. Now, you got Thanksgiving coming up around the corner. It really doesn't even feel like Thanksgiving. I feel like so many people have been caught up with the politics and everything else that's going on, you know. We haven't taken, I know for sure, I really haven't taken the time to spread a lot of goodwill and to spread a lot of good cheer. If you guys knew what was going on behind the scenes, let me see if I can fix this. This shit's pissing me off. If you guys knew what was going on behind the scenes, you guys would freak out. Every single day, you know, I'm blessed. I know I'm blessed to be in this position. If you guys, you know, pay attention to the podcast, time's running out for us here, or time's running out for us on the page. Social media is kind of crazy. I definitely did not expect to be here in this position, but I'm trying the hardest I can to try to, you know, supply you guys with quality content, not consume your time with bullshit, really inform you and educate you about everything that's going on. Perfect, like, you know, I did not expect to be in this place. I just wanted to do research, figure out what was going on with the Illuminati and the New World Order, figure out what was going on in our country, and try to solve some things. And as we've gotten to this point, it's kind of blown my mind. We have all kinds of people paying attention to us. We have all kinds of different responsibilities and a lot of things that we're really trying to do. And so I'm just trying to take out this time to say thank you guys for bearing with me. As you see me try to pull together all this crazy stuff, make a legitimate like operation, try to like talk about all this stuff that's going on without seeming batshit crazy. If you go back and listen to some of our earlier episodes, I've talked about how that's the whole point of this, is to give people like us who are curious about what else is going on in the world a platform, a place to discuss. I know things are really, really crazy, and that's why I'm trying to talk about everything I can, and I'm trying to break out of my shell more and give you guys more content and more topics to discuss. But there's only 24 hours in a day, and I'm only one person, and so this is why, again, this brings me to the point of why I have to kind of expand, why we have to grow, why we have to do these types of things. I think everybody can kind of feel the intensity of the time frame. They can feel the air, they can feel the tension in the air. It's palpable, and things are wild, man. You know, I think everybody can feel that. And I just, like I said, I wanted to take this time to talk to you guys and let you know I'm really appreciative that you've stuck around. You know, I'm appreciative that I'm even around still. Who knows what's going to happen here in the future with censorship, net neutrality, and everything else they kind of have planned for us. Is kind of crazy to think about. But that's the whole point, is to innovate, is to create, to not be smothered, to not be degraded or destroyed by any of these things that we see happening. I'll put it to you this way. You know, somebody commented on a post recently saying that we're the negative news network. I can understand that. We don't really post a lot of lovey-dovey, happy-go-lucky stuff here. And then somebody commented on that saying, no, he's keeping it real with you. Like he's trying to explain reality to you. And all I can really say in response to both of those comments is yeah, you know, I'm just trying to talk to you guys about the things that informed me and woke me up about what's going on. I'm only trying to do what was done to me. And as I see these things taking place, yes, it is scary. Yes, it is traumatizing. But you know what that does? That gives us the opportunity to create that better tomorrow. We have to be aware of the problems, plural, so that we can come up with the solutions. And if we don't take the time to look at how deep we are being affected, we can't see how we have to make different decisions every single day to create that better tomorrow. It's between like the works. I don't see it. If I listen to people's comments all the time, I wouldn't do anything if I listened to everybody's comments. This is why I try to, you know, give credit to people who are actually doing things instead of just, you know, fucking around, basically. But to get back to point, one of the revelations I came to basically last year is that we as Factions of Freedom, Freedom Faction, the Instagram page, however you want to look at it, the podcast, the operation, we are like a giant hive. We already are a giant hive mind network of conscious people daily looking at these issues. And whenever we have people that comment, you know, ignorant things, you got to think we're posting stuff before it actually hits news, like weeks before it hits news. That's what you always got to think. You can't blame people for not being there. We're talking about stuff weeks ahead in advance. And that's why we're trying to put out so much content, is because so much is happening all the time. Again, I did not expect to be in this position, and I'm grateful for the fact that you guys are still here, and that's why I'm trying to do the best I can to, again, improve on the operation, deliver quality content, and at the same time, because I know people want us to do more of these little discussions where we talk about things like directed energy weapons. If you guys went and listened to the most recent minicast, or our most recent episode, I talked about that. But this leads me to my next point. People want us to do more things on Instagram, and that's good, that's not the point. The point of Instagram is to echo what we're doing on the podcast, echo what we're doing on the show. You see, social media is literally supposed to be the, I don't know if you guys can see this, social media is supposed to be the microphone of what the individual is doing, you see. And that's why we need to get off of social media, giving them our attention, and go back to building our own platforms, you see. Get that out of the way. And these are all things that you're gonna have, that I've learned, being in this contest, being in this fight, just to talk about things, just to try to spread information, just to have discussions, just to have all kinds of people on. And to crystallize just this point right here, people want us to do more things on Instagram, and we can, but the point is to get people off of Instagram. Social media is convenient, and it's not the internet. What we're doing is broadcasting basically on the internet. Social media just gives it a filter. That's all I can really say. It gives people the ability to look at the individual and the personal rather than all this other stuff. Trying the best we can. That's all we can do. That's all I really wanted to pop in and say this time, guys, is thank you for sticking around. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for following. Even if you disagree with what we do, I appreciate it, because it brings an alternative viewpoint to the things that we have to discuss. You know, I don't have all the answers. I know I don't. I don't want all the answers. I don't want to think about all this stuff, but I'm extraordinarily glad that we have a utility and a platform like this, as crazy as this, to talk about the wide variety of things that we have to discuss. That's all I can really say. So if there's anything I want to say to you good folk for Thanksgiving, is I'm grateful for you guys. I'm grateful for you guys for motivating me. Especially the podcasters, and then the exclusive members on top of that. The people that follow the podcast, man, like, I see the numbers. We're growing so epically, it's crazy. You know, if there is literally no way for me to, like, thank you guys. I could say it 1,000 times and it still wouldn't be enough to say thank you for supporting the operation, for believing in us, for hell, dude, I don't care about the censorship. I really don't. I'm so focused on getting out, like, the content and talking about this type of stuff. I do not give a shit about the censorship, man. But, you know, that's stuff we got to deal with. Like, okay, I'll say this, and I'll kind of start to wrap it up. Yesterday, right, Facebook and Instagram were both down for a bit, right? That was kind of nice. You know, I thought, great, what are you going to do? I started to post on the website. You guys might have noticed that. We're posting articles back on the website. If social media goes down, these two major hubs, what else are people going to do? This is why I'm trying to push you guys towards the podcast. I can pop in like this and give you quick updates, but I'm for sure going to be trying to streamline the media operation that the podcast has spawned, basically. And these are all things that you have to think about in the face of censorship, while still trying to provide you guys decent content and innovate on everything that we're doing. So again, there's just so much that I have to try to do And I am so honored to be here with you guys. And it is a blessing. Every single day is a blessing. I'm surprised I haven't been killed yet. Knock on wood. Yeah, man. You know, things are crazy. And it's all possible thanks to people like you who are listening and watching right now. Because this will be going up on our audio podcast feed. So, yeah. That's all. I just wanted to pop in, say thank you guys for following. Thank you guys for believing. Thank you guys for tolerating my nonsense and my shenanigans while we're trying to create an alternative independent media operation. I have a lot of stuff lined up for you guys as far as 2019. A lot of manifestation happening for sure. Whoa. And yeah, man, thank you guys. Thank you guys. Try to keep it 1,000. Don't take no shit. Get out there, go crush the day. And if I don't see you guys sometime between Thanksgiving, have a great Thanksgiving. Don't get caught up in all the woke nonsense, you know. Yes, Thanksgiving was horrible. Yes, it was like Clinton, it was like they destroyed Indians. Yes, I get that. Don't celebrate that. Just be part of your family. You know, just take the time to appreciate those around you, because I'm trying to appreciate you guys and all the blessings and opportunity that this has opened up. However, that's all I have for you guys and gals. If you have any questions, feel free to email me or hit me up in the DMs or just subscribe to the podcast. Have a wonderful day. I'll see you when I do. And remember, guys and gals, stay vigilant. Expose lies and share truth. This is Noisera, Freedom Faction, out.